91X News.
It's 2 degrees and cloudy. I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X News. A Thurlow man is charged after an investigation into a double fatality on Weiser Road on Highway 37 last December. 45-year-old Alan Cooney is charged with 2 counts of dangerous driving causing death and 3 counts of dangerous driving causing bodily harm. Cooney was arrested after a stopped car was struck by a tractor-trailer on Highway 37 and sending it in the way of another car. The collision caused the death of 31-year-old Jennifer Bug and 27-year-old Andrea Manan. Cooney is due to be in court on March the 8th. PC leader Tim Hudak announced today that Rob Milligan, MPP for Northumberland Quinney West, will serve as the PC caucus representative on the party's executive board of directors. Milligan is one of 16 new MPPs in the Ontario PC caucus and is the deputy critic for education. Milligan won the riding in last year's provincial election, defeating Liberal incumbent Lou Rinaldi and New Democratic candidate Kira Meese. Prime Minister Harper has told a major meeting of First Nations leaders and federal politicians and bureaucrats that it's time to work together for practical change to improve the lot of Native peoples. In his opening address, Assembly of First Nations leader Sean Atleo called for real action at the historic meeting.
Together, all the leaders here gathered, the ministers, members of parliament, senators, and hundreds of First Nations chiefs are making a solemn and public commitment to our people and to all Canadians to this new beginning, and we must not fail.
Atleo called the Indian Act a roadblock to change, while Hopper says it's time to update the Act to bring it in line with modern practices. Shares in Research and Motion are losing ground today in the wake of the BlackBerry maker's executive shakeup. The stock was down nearly 5% in late morning trading in Toronto, adding to yesterday's loss of more than 9%. RIM is once Canada's most valuable company, worth more than $70 billion, but now has a stock market value of around $8 billion. An ABC News Washington poll suggests both leading Republican candidates are taking a hit in popularity as their nomination fight progresses. Unfavorable opinions of Mitt Romney have soared 15 points in the last 2 weeks, and more than half of Americans have a negative opinion of Newt Gingrich. U.S. President Obama is reaping the benefits, with his popularity rate rising to 53% as he gets set to deliver his State of the Union address tonight. That's Obama's best rating in over a year. Another body has been discovered aboard the Costa Concordia off the Italian coast. That means 16 bodies have been found. 16 still remain missing. Tom Rivers of ABC reports.
Below the waterline, the divers continue their difficult, dangerous task, but the search is now only part of the story. Through a translator, the head of Italy's National Civil Protection Agency.
The scientific committee concluded that the rescue effort and the pumping operations are compatible, which means that we have given authorization for the fuel pumping operations to begin.
The salvage team hopes to actually start transferring that fuel on Saturday, weather permitting. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
That's 91X News to 203. Here's Renee Rogers with sports.
Empire B hockey team, the Napanee Raiders, will try to stay at the top of the Division A standings when they play against the Port Hope Panthers tonight. The game takes place at the Strathcona Paper Center at 7:30. Washington Capitals forward Alex Ovechkin will not play in the All-Star game in Ottawa this Sunday. Ovechkin was given a 3-game suspension by the NHL on Monday, but that does not prevent him from participating in the All-Star events. The Russian superstar has 39 points, 20 goals, and 19 assists in 47 games this season. There was no immediate word on why Ovechkin decided to skip the game. Canucks defenseman Sammy Salo makes his return to the ice this evening against the Edmonton Oilers. Salo has missed the Canucks' past 6 games due to a concussion suffered on a low hit by the Bruins' Brad Marchand back on January 7th. That hit earned Marchand a 5-game suspension following a major call for clipping. In the NBA, the reeling Toronto Raptors look to avoid a 9th consecutive defeat when they face the Suns in Phoenix. Steve Nash and the Suns have won 14 straight games against Toronto. The Toronto Blue Jays are locking up pitcher Brandon Morrow to a long-term deal. He has signed a 3-year contract worth $20 million U.S. The 27-year-old right-hander was 11-11 last season with a 4.72 earned run average. Morrow set career highs in wins, innings, pitched, and strikeouts. The deal includes an option for the 2015 season. On Monday, the Jays announced the signing of 44-year-old infielder Omar Vizquel to a 1-year minor league contract. That's sports. Here's Jose de Barros with 91X Weather.
Today, it'll be cloudy with a 40% chance of rain showers changing to 40% chance of flurries. Temperature falling to zero this afternoon. And tonight, mainly cloudy. 40% chance of flurries early this evening, and it's clearing overnight. A low of minus 6. And Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud, clearing in the evening, and a high of minus 1. It's 2 degrees. I'm Jose de Barros with Rene Rogers. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3 o'clock.